And the other equation I get by differentiating the energy again, because the energy's got a minimum somewhere, and the if you move the system away from its minimum energy, that costs, you have to do work to move it away from the minimum, and that for displacements that are close to the minimum, that will look like a linear spring. So the force that you have to apply to bring it apart will look like a linear spring. And when you have a minimum, this is a general formula for a minimum that's parabolic near the minimum. This would be the spring constant. If you differentiate it, you get the force. And if you differentiate it a second time, you'll get the spring constant out of it. So the idea is this, that you take the crystal and you squeeze it and you figure out how much effort it takes to squeeze it, and then you model the crystal as a lot of linear springs. And if you put springs like this in parallel, they just add together. And if you put them in series, springs in series add like a reciprocal, so that it becomes weaker when you put more springs in series. So if you imagine that between every atom there's a little spring, and you measure macroscopically what that spring force is, and you know how many little springs you have, you can calculate the value of those little springs. And I can relate that, this K on the left I can measure, and I can relate that to some combination of Z and lambda and rho. And this gives me a second equation for the lambda and rho, and with this, I can solve for those two quantities.